Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a conference call for Wilson Sons Limited second quarter 2015 results. With us, we have Mr. Cesar Bahia, CEO of Operations in Brazil, Mr. Felipe Gutterres, CFO of the Brazilian subsidiary and investor relations, Mr. Arnaldo Cabucci, COO, Maritime Services, and Mr. Sergio Fischer, COO, Port Terminals and Logistics. As a reminder, we will have simultaneous translation for those who wish to listen to the English version. All participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the presentation, there will be a question and answer session for industry analysts. Page two of the presentation contains all the usual forward-looking statement disclaimers for your reference. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Felipe Gutterres, who will begin the presentation.
Thank you. Good morning to all. On behalf of Cesar Bahia, Arnaldo Cabucci, Sergio Fischer, and myself, I would like to welcome you to our conference call results for the second quarter 2015. Please turn to slide three of our presentation for a brief summary of our consolidated results. Wilson Sons' second quarter 2015 pro forma net revenue with the offshore vessels joint venture is $148.8 million. In this quarter, although the towage revenues have increased, the company's total revenue was slightly lower than the comparative, principally due to the BRL depreciation against the US dollar, which impacted port terminals revenue and fewer dedicated operations in logistics. Pro forma EBITDA for the quarter was 30% higher than the comparative as a result of our maritime services of towage, offshore vessels, and shipping agency. This result was even more relevant when you consider the current challenging economic environment of low Brazilian GDP, along with lower oil prices. CapEx for the quarter was largely concentrated in towage and the offshore vessel businesses. Moving now to slide four. On this slide, I present a summary for the quarter by business. Export volumes in both container terminals at the end of the quarter were positively impacted by the US dollar appreciation against the previous year comparative, and the increase in project cargo in Salvador, which helps explain the increase in EBITDA margin. The devaluation in average currency negatively impacted both EBITDA and revenue. The Brasco Oil and Gas Support Terminal had decreased revenues and EBITDA against the comparative as a result of activity reduction with the end of two short-term operations, spot contracts at the Niterói base in Rio de Janeiro, and the weak current prospects with the oil and gas industry as a result of the collapse in the price of oil. In logistics, we had a revenue reduction as a result of our strategy to end dedicated operations, although EBITDA is improved with focus on bonded warehousing. Towage revenues and EBITDA increased as a consequence of higher number of harbor maneuvers and the evolution of operations in the state of Pará, and also the firefighting special operation in the Port of Santos. The stronger dollar helps to reduce Brazilian real-denominated costs when presented in dollar and improve margins of this business as roughly 80% of its revenues are US dollar denominated. The shipyard revenues were impacted by US dollar appreciation and also include a one-off provision for contractual clauses related to third-party vessels, which reduced quarter revenue and EBITDA by $1.5 million. Offshore support vessels grew in EBITDA as a result of days in operation and greater cost diligence in this segment. Turning to slide five. On this slide, when we look over the past 10 years, we realize that the company has consistently grown with double-digit revenue and EBITDA. Even though there has been significant U.S. dollar Brazilian real appreciation and depreciation during the period, this consistent growth is a result of our resilient business model, diversification of clients, and the quality of investments over the period. EBITDA pro forma shows the importance of container terminals, stowage, and offshore vessels. We have lower levels of CapEx following the completion of this cycle of investments in which we expanded our capacity in all of our businesses. Moving now to the next slide. On slide 6, I would like to explore a little further some of the important concepts to evaluate one of our growth drivers, which is trade flow. This driver impacts segments such as towage and container terminals, which we just saw contributed combined 72% of the pro forma EBITDA of the group in the first half of 2015. The first graph shows that in Brazil, the international trade flow has grown considerably in recent years, presenting CAGR of 4.4% in tons over the period of 2014. This long-term trend of growth could benefit from, among other factors, the U.S. dollar appreciation. Below, we have some of our studies on the potential volume that Brazil could containerize by bringing new transport solutions for importers and exporters. This is another area that we believe will help maintain container volume growth despite domestic economy weakness. Another area of differential for the company is the customer diversification. I highlight here that some of the products that customers move through our container terminals, but remember, we are talking about more than 2,800 active customers in 2014. Moving now to slide 7. The second growth driver is the oil and gas industry. Brazil has, particularly in the last 10 years, produced a step change in the proven reserves of the country. While the rapid decline in the price of oil over the last 12 months has had clear impacts on the industry, certain factors like explorations of reserves from deepwater discoveries continue to increase production. Currently, these fleets contribute a third of Brazil's oil production. In this environment, we present the history of the PSV numbers in Brazil, from which you can infer the consistent growth of the Brazilian flag vessels and a more volatile foreign vessel presence. As we predominantly operate Brazilian flag vessels, we believe we have a competitive advantage. Finally, we can also highlight here the strategic location of our support terminal to the oil and gas industry, Brasco, in relation to Campos and Santos basins, which concentrate 76% of oil and gas production in Brazil. Turning to the next slide, slide number 8. Here we present the company's solid cash position and some of our liquidity indexes. This data shows an improvement in all main indexes in the first half of 2015 when compared to the same period in 2014, demonstrating the strength of our business and the ability to honor our commitments. In addition to what we have just seen, we go to the next slide, slide number 9. This slide shows our consistent operating cash flows, and having completed the bulk of a significant investment cycle, the improvement of free cash flow is evident in our results this year. Moving to slide number 10, the container terminals have continued to improve operating data over the last 4 months. Very positive in the month of July was cabotage. A positive point, export competitiveness with the Brazilian real devaluation we hope will also contribute through the second half of the year. For the upstream oil and gas support terminals, market, we see a difference between the short and long-term prospects. The short term is strongly impacted by the low oil price, which is causing oil majors to postpone investment decisions relating to offshore projects. However, in the medium to long term, we believe there will be a recovery and development of the industry. For offshore vessels, resilient operating data is a function of the contracted operational fleet. Given the actual oil market, we have been working to push back the delivery of three foreign vessels we are receiving in our fleet. The two high-specification Brazilian-flagged PSVs in construction continue on time and have contractual guarantee on completion. Our shipyard has solid contractual coverage, which currently extends through to November 2016. In towage, harbor maneuvers presented strong growth due to the port support operations in the state of Pará, which began in September of 2014, and also evolution of market share. At this time, I would like to invite you to move to the Q&A portion of today's conference call. Thank you. We will now begin our Q&A session. If you have any questions, please press star 1. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, please press star 1. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, please press star 1. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. There seems to be no questions. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. We have a question received online. Please proceed. We have a question about Brasco oil and gas support terminal. We believe that despite the great location of it in Niterói, in Icaju, they are very well located and have very good structure in terms of capacity and equipment. There is no alternative for these terminals in this segment. We don't believe that there is It's a very selected market in terms of players, and alternatives are very little, very few. Fisher is reminding me that these terminals give operators much more flexibility because they're private and not public. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please dial star one. We have received another question from our chat room about towage. The question is about what we can discuss about our competition since there are several towage operations under construction in Brazil. Actually, there are not many towage installations being built in Brazil. We have a fleet renovation plan with 12 vessels, and we still have seven to deliver. There are some investors building about six vessels at the moment, and of course, we hear some rumors in the market about other constructions, but this is nothing that would be relevant on the short term. So we don't think that competition will become stronger in the short term. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please dial star one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please dial star one. We have one question from the webcast. We've received a question from the webcast asking us to explain more about the competitive advantage that Brazilian flag vessels have in terms of CapEx and OpEx, since it's normally higher than foreign flag vessels. This is a point that's connected to our country's policies. Brazilian flagged vessels have preference according to our legislation, so it gives us a clear competitive advantage to have a vessel built in Brazil. The legislation gives us preference in using it. Moreover, MP, in terms of national content, gives priority to Brazilian flagged vessels since the content in terms of Brazilian products and Brazilian labor is much higher in Brazilian flagged vessels. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please dial star one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please dial star one. There seems to be no further questions. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please dial star one. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please dial star one. This concludes our Q&A session. I would like to turn the floor over to the company for their final remarks. Well, I would like to thank you all for listening to our conference call for the second quarter. I hope to see you again when we discuss the third quarter results. This concludes Wilson Sons conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.